a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Listen.
Here.
Hickey.
Here.
Hubble. Hubble.
Here.
Ironcloud.
Here.
Liss.
Here.
Rosem.
Here.
Sigisted.
Here.
Steele. Street.
Half.
Street. Van Gerpen.
Here.
Narstrup.
Here.
And Vershiel.
Here.
We have a quorum.
I would entertain a motion on the minutes, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. So, yeah, they look a lot alike. I can understand that. And Nordstrom's he's a lot taller. But I'd like to remind anyone who'd like to sign in so we can keep the schedule going. It doesn't look like we have a lot of people that are testifying today, but if you are going to testify, please sign in at the sheet back here by the door. That would certainly help us. If you have any handouts, the page is, I guess we lost one, the page, hand it to them and they'll get it out to us as quickly as they can. I'd like to have, well, let's wait until she gets back and then we'll have the pages introduce themselves. Just to keep things moving, we'd like to have questions addressed through the chair. And be kind and considerate from both sides of the bench here, and we'll move things right along. Okay, the first bill we're going to take up today that we're going to consider is House Bill 1214 to revise the period of time in which a refund of certain commercial motor vehicle license fees may be requested. Are there any proponents to the bill? Good morning, Representative.
Start over. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, this great committee. My name is David Sigisted, representative of District 1. 1214 comes to you today as a request from a constituent. As we do before we come out here, we have some coffee meetings, and this was where the bill came up to me. I had an individual approach me. He was gone on visiting family and I guess got detained and didn't get back till a Sunday. And he wanted to turn in his comp plates and thought, well, Sunday I can, being the fifth falls on a Sunday, I should be able to bring it in on Monday and it'd be fine. So he proceeded to do this, and when he proceeded to turn in his plates, they said, no, it says the 5th. You can't do it today. It's too late. So he had to pay for an extra month, and he thought this was unfair. I guess he assumed that it was a uniform law. If a date falls on Sunday or a holiday, why, the next preceding business day would suffice. And so hence this bill. And so what this bill actually does is, if you, on the back page, it says if the 5th day of the month is a Saturday, a Sunday, or a legal holiday, the plate shall be returned by the next day, which is not a Saturday or a Sunday or a legal holiday, to receive credit for that month. Simple bill, and I told him I'd enter this, and I would ask for your favorable response, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other proponents? Last call for proponents. House Bill 1214. Okay, seeing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1214?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's got to get brighter for me. It's a little dull this morning. I don't know. I'll start over once again. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And we do rise in opposition to this bill. And the reason that we do is if you read the bill, technically the plate should be turned in on the last day of the month, or at least on the first day of the month. The 5 days that was put into law was really their grace period for returning the plates to the county and receiving the refund. So there already is a grace period written into the law of the 5 days. What you're doing by the bill is extending that to at least another 3 days. So that would mean that somebody could actually use the commercial license plates for 8 days in the following month and not have to pay for compensation of the use of the roads and highways. So we do rise in opposition to it, and we do feel that the 5 days was put in there to allow for the grace period, and we don't think that it should be extended to another 3 days at least. So, and I'd be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Hilmer. Are there any other opponents?
Good morning. My name is Carrie Gonzer, and I'm the Executive Director for the South Dakota Association of County Officials. We have not been before this committee, Mr. Chairman, before, so I would just like to quickly explain. We do represent all auditors, treasurers, and registers of deeds, and so the county officials that we represent would be the ones administering some of the issues that Ms. Hemler was talking about. Today, we are here to support the department of regulation, I guess, now in their push to tell you that 8 days is an extensive amount for folks to be able to use the roads without paying. So at that time, I support Ms. Hemler's testimony and will stand by for questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there any other opponents? Any other opponents to House Bill 1214? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to committee questions. Anyone have any questions for the sponsor or the opponent? Representative Liss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for Director Hilmer. Do you have an estimate for how much money it would cost to pass this? How much revenue would be lost?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Liss, no, I don't. I will be honest with you. This is the first complaint that I've ever heard about the 5th. Most people know that it's the 5th, and they know they have to turn it in by the 5th, and we've not had the issue with getting the plates turned in by the 5th. If it's not turned in by the 5th, the applicant does have the option to keep the plate. You know, if they want to come in, if they come in after the 5th and the county says, well, you won't receive a refund for this particular month, they do have the option to keep that plate and continue using it for that month and then bring it in by the 5th of the next month. But I do not have an estimate of the loss of revenue.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the committee? Of either the opponents or yes, Representative Rossum.
Rossum, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think my name's getting massacred so well, I'm not going to know who I am pretty soon. I just have one question. Why are we even allowing 5 days of free use? Why wouldn't we have 3 days? I mean, it seems to me that 5 days is plenty long to drive at no cost, to use a license at no cost.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Rosen.
Or Torno.
I was going to try to massacre it.
Or Torno, as she's been
called
to.
Honestly, I believe that's why they put the 5 days in there, was to just allow for a grace period of the 5 days. And to be quite honest, you know, we do that in a number of areas where we allow that period of time. We'll also, if they're mailing them, we'll use postmark date. So it's if it's within that fifth, we will use the postmark date if they stuck it. Because at that point, they have removed the plates from the vehicle and are not using
right.
it. So I truly believe the 5 days was put in there for that grace period of allowing people to get to the courthouse.
Thank you. So.
I have to apologize to Representative Sigsted. I didn't give you a chance for rebuttal. Would you like... Certainly.
As I say, this is a constituent bill. I wouldn't have brought it up or brought it forward on my own, but I was approached, and I was thinking about when I wrote this bill to have it for the end of the month, and then if the end of the month date did fall on a holiday, but then it's confusing to those people that now know it's the 5th, and that's why I had it for the 5th or if that falls on a holiday. So that was a main reasoning. And I know I did realize that Deb didn't like that, but I had to do it anyway.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Let's move to the comment period then. Any comments? Representative Liss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that besides the normal, the effective content of this bill, a great deal of the cleanup is pretty badly needed. And I just wanted to say that I appreciated that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You bet. Okay, any comments or action? Further comments or action?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 1214 to the 41st day.
Second.
Representative Nordstrom moved, and I believe Representative Hubble beat on the second. Okay. Any comment or discussion on the motion, please?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think 5 days grace period is good enough the way it is, and it's unfortunate that person didn't make the deadline, but there's deadlines for a reason, and I think 5 days is enough. So I would ask for the committee to oppose this bill and send it to the 41st day. Thank you.
Any other comment? Okay, so the motion of the 41st day is for HB 1214, revise the period of time in which a refund of certain commercial motor vehicle license fees may be requested. At this time, we'll have the secretary call the roll and respond A or nay.
Representatives Elliott?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Hickey?
Aye.
Hubble?
Aye.
Ironcloud?
Aye.
Liss?
Nay.
Rosam?
Aye.
Sigsted?
No.
Steele?
Aye.
Street?
No.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Narstrup?
Aye.
And Vershiel?
Aye.
We have 10 yeas and 3 nays.
Okay, we have 10 yeas and 3 nays, so the motion to move HB 1214 to the 41st day has passed. Thank you. Okay, the next bill on the docket, the agenda is Senate Bill 18. It could be on the market, too, I guess. Revise certain requirements regarding a commercial driver's license. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 18? Morning.
Okay, I'll start over. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Cindy Gerber. I'm the director of the Driver Licensing Program in the Department of Public Safety. Senate Bill 18 is brought to you today. It does a couple different things. It updates federal regulation adoption dates throughout SDCL Chapter 3212A, which is the chapter that deals with commercial driver's licenses. It also revises our current practice regarding CDL medical examiner certificates. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, who I'll refer to as FMCSA, has published a final rule with an effective date of January 30th of 2009, amending the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, which I'll refer to as FMCSRs. to require commercial driver license holders subject to the physical qualification requirements of the FMCSRs to provide a current medical examiner's certificate to the driver licensing program. The FMCSA also requires us to record this information on the driver's record and be able to share it with law enforcement. Currently, we require the medical card at the time of CDL issuance and then not again until the applicant renews their CDL 5 years later. The change requires the drivers to provide us with a new medical card each time they are issued one. Medical cards are typically valid for 2 years. Turning your attention to the bill itself, I'd like to walk through some of the major sections. Section 7 of the bill adds a V restriction to our current list of restrictions for the driver's license. The V restriction indicates the driver has received a medical variance that allows the driver to be issued a medical certificate. For example, that would be in the case of where a driver doesn't meet the federal requirements for vision standards. That's the one that we see in South Dakota. We see a couple of them a year where they give them a waiver so that they can still drive. So that's when the V restriction would be used. Section 16 of the bill adds the person's medical certification status to the items included on the driving record. Section 17 of the bill requires us to notify the CDL holder when their medical certificate or variance expires or when the FMCSA notifies us of a driver's variance being removed or rescinded. The department shall notify the CDL holder that the medical status is non-certified and the CDL privilege will be removed from the CDL unless the driver submits a current medical certificate or medical variance or changes his or her self-certification to drive only vehicles that are accepted in commerce. The department shall downgrade the CDL within 60 days of the medical certification status becoming not certified to operate a commercial motor vehicle. The compliance date for this regulation is January 30th of 2012. If South Dakota does not implement the CDL medical requirement, we would be out of compliance with federal regulations and subject to penalties, including loss of federal highway dollars. And there's someone here from DOT that will explain that to you a little bit further. We could lose Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program grant funds in the amount of approximately $650,000 to $800,000. And we could be decertified from issuing commercial driver's licensing. A couple of things this bill does not do. It does not change who is required to meet the medical requirements. So if a person is exempt today and don't need a medical card, they're not going to need one after this bill. It does not change the actual physical requirements or what they are. And it doesn't change how often a driver needs to get a physical. One last thing I want to mention before I close my testimony. Myron Rao with the South Dakota Trucking Association wasn't able to be here today. He did testify on the Senate side, and he is in support of this bill. And I just wanted to let you know that because he's not able to be here today. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have, and I ask for your support of this bill. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 18?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Bill Nevin. I'm legal counsel for the Department of Transportation. I thought, Mr. Chairman, I'd give you just a brief background in the regulatory scheme and how we get face these federal mandates. Because of the direct connection to interstate commerce, federal law regulates the operation of commercial motor vehicles under the authority of the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. That federal law also requires states to conform their licensing standards for commercial motor vehicle operators to those standards that are prescribed by the Federal Secretary of DOT through the Code of Federal Regulations. And that's because the individual states are the ones that actually issue driver's licenses. Federal law requires, however, that those driver licenses for commercial motor vehicle operators conform to those standards set forth by the Secretary of DOT through the Code of Federal Regulations. So that when the federal government amends a regulation relating to the licensing of commercial motor vehicle operators, South Dakota then needs to amend its statute so that we're in conformance with those federal regulations. If we don't, we're subject to a loss of federal highway funds. A separate federal statute provides the requirements for states receiving federal highway funds in order to avoid a withholding of a certain amount of their apportioned funds. In this case, the law for this particular instance requires that these changes made to our law to conform to the new federal regulations, as Cindy explained to you, must be in place by January 30, 2012. That means in order for them to be effective law on that date, this legislation would need to pass the legislature in this session. In the event we are not in compliance with this requirement on January 30th, 2012, the statute provides for withholding of a certain amount of our federal highway funds. For the first year, first federal fiscal year, following our becoming non-compliant, if you will, the sanction is 5% of our federal highway funds. Based on current funding levels, 5% amounts to about $9.9 million. Now, in the event we were still not in compliance a year later, for the second year and additional years thereafter that a state is not in compliance, the sanction is 10% of our federal highway funds, or along current funding levels, about $19.8 million. Obviously, a loss of $19.8 million federal dollars would have a tremendously negative impact upon the state of South Dakota. Therefore, the department urges this committee to support Senate Bill 18. And Mr. Chairman, with that, I would stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. I'm going to take a bit of a break right now before I call anybody else up so that we can get our pages introduced. If you'd step up to the microphone and introduce yourselves and where you're from, please.
My name is J.C. Denner, and I'm from Columbia, which is by Aberdeen.
I'm Evan Stroder, and I'm from Mobridge.
Welcome. These young folks do a tremendous job and a lot of running for us, so thank you very much. Are there any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Donna Lightsky, and I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association. And we do rise in support of this bill, and we do support any and all changes to commercial driver's licensing requirements. My members do travel down the road in petroleum transports and bulk trucks. We not only have CDLs, but we have HAZMAT endorsements on that. And we support safety, and I believe this bill is about safety, and we urge you to support it also. And I'll stand by for questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Are there any other proponents? Okay. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 18? Going once. Any opponents for Senate Bill 18? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee questions. Oh, seeing none, how about Representative Van Gerven?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm probably one of the few people in this room with both a CDL and a medical card, and as it was explained to me, why our hands are tied, basically, by the federal government, so I would urge your support.
Thank you. Any further questions or comment or action? Representative Nordstrom.
Move do pass.
Second.
Do pass. Moved by Representative Nordstrom, seconded by Representative Hansen for Senate Bill 18, revise certain requirements regarding a commercial driver's license. Any comment?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nordstrom.
Really quick, I think the proponents said why we have to do this, and I would ask the committee to move this to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further comments or questions? Representative Liz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too have a CDL, and I know that the truck drivers already have to keep their medical certification current, and this is an incredibly minor inconvenience to them to communicate the medical card to the state. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for your comment. Representative Hubble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to say the same thing that Representative Bliss expressed.
Thank you, Representative Steele.
I just wanted to throw in my two cents on compliance. The federal government, their edicts, their mandates. I guess it's nice, but I think it's gotten to where it's really ridiculous, and I get on my soapbox every time I can to say so. Thank you.
I agree, and you're certainly welcome. Any other comments? Okay, we'll have the secretary call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Representatives Elliott.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hickey.
Aye.
Hubble.
Aye.
Ironclad.
Aye.
Litt.
Aye.
Liss.
Aye.
Rosam.
Aye.
Sagasted.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Vercio.
Aye.
13 yeas, no nay.
Senate Bill 18, Revised Certain Requirements Regarding a Commercial Driver's License, has passed unanimously with 13 and 0.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hansen.
I move consent. Second.
Consent moved by Representative Hansen, seconded by Representative Liss. Any comment? This is a roll call, right? Okay, this will be a voice vote, so all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move to the consent calendar. Thank you very
much. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Street.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a comment. The pages introduced themselves, and J.C. Dennert she left out important information. She's the granddaughter of longtime legislator Paul Dennert, and I just wanted to make note of that.
Congratulations.
He's a lucky guy.
Yes, he is. I know your grandpa. You're far better lucky than he is. Yes, all my granddaughters are far better looking than me, too, believe me. At least they have hair. Okay, that gets us down to House Bill 1215, which is going to be deferred to Tuesday the 8th by request of the sponsor. He's got some people who want to come in and testify, and they can't get here until the 8th, so that will move to Tuesday the 8th. We have some special guests here, too. We have a class here, I do believe. Would somebody like to be the spokesman and tell us about yourselves?
We're the government class from Weston Springs High School. So.
And you are?
Blake Wellman.
Very nice to meet you. I love your power tie. I tell you, you're a serious government class guy, that's for sure. You got the red tie going. Well, welcome. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure to have you here. And we have some time here, obviously, so because of shortening of the schedule, if anybody has any specific questions or anything you'd like to ask, I'm sure anybody on the committee would be glad to answer them for you. Well, they're all too shy.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Van Gerpen.
Thank you. You might want to explain the 41st day, what happens.
The 41st day, because we are subject to 40 days in the legislature, the reason we move, even though this year it's not 40 days, but the reason we still move to the 41st day is that that takes it completely off the calendar, and there's absolutely no chance for that bill to come to the floor before we are adjourned for the session. So it effectively kills the bill, to be rather blunt about the situation. It's not always antagonistic. In fact, in my previous committee this morning, we had two sponsors actually request their bills to go to 41st day. So that's how that one works. Anybody like to talk to them about anything? You can certainly bring up anything you'd like. Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.